The Downtown Task Force in Bloomington has issued its final report and voted 5-1 to forward it to the City Council a couple months ahead of the original deadline. The document includes near-term and long-term elements. Task Force Chair and Alderman Amelia Burgess focuses first on the lowest of low-hanging fruit, things that can be done fast to improve the economic climate and encourage activity in the downtown.
I think that's what's the most exciting portion of the task force's work, is this notion that there are so many things we can do in the downtown area in the short term that will have a meaningful impact, and it'll be things that residents will notice. And some of those are consistent with what we've already done in the downtown area, so beautification and public art, looking at ways we can expand that. Also talking about walkability. How do we make it more pleasant for people who currently visit downtown to expand from just going to a single business to walking around the area and checking things out?
How much do you think that those things will run?
They can vary in cost depending on what of the different recommendations the council might look at. So I'll give you an example. One area we've looked at that touches on all three of those points, walkability, public art, as well as public safety, is ways to improve public crosswalks. And if you're looking for the less expensive option that still has a meaningful impact, you can use artwork in the crosswalks. There are a lot of different examples of way that people can make decorative painted crosswalks. And comparatively, that is a very low cost. Now, if you wanted to look and explore a more permanent, more costly option, many communities use brick crosswalks. And I think that that's something that residents, or a proposal that would really resonate with a lot of residents who want to continue to see the downtown area honor its historic past. In terms of actually pricing out any recommendations, that was beyond the task force's, really, its authority. We were looking more at prioritization and pulling things out of our documents. So any of the proposals contained in there will need to go through a feasibility stage if the council wants to take them up and look at them further.
There have been tons of studies, tons of plans, tons of recommendations over decades, and portions of them tend to get done sporadically, incompletely. And while no urban design plan should be expected to be done 100%, the track record is perhaps a little less than satisfying. What is going to make this one different?
Correct. And this is not just a Bloomington problem. I was reading an article the other day that something like 90% of comprehensive plans are never implemented fully. And that may vary in level, and it may vary in different reasons. I mean, conditions change over time. For example, our Bloomington comprehensive plan goes through 2035. Things will change, and we need to be responsive to that. So what's exciting to me about the task force is our job was not to come up with new ideas necessarily or to come up with something different. It was to come up with a specific strategy to integrate and implement the plans we already have. And I think that's the key there, and that will allow us to be successful in a very organized, intentional way.
Map that out for the council, assuming that this gets adopted.
Sure. So the task force report actually has several different sections, and each section starts with an introductory paragraph, and then it actually has quotations from the different plans showing where these ideas came from and why they're being brought up. And then we have the actual recommendations, which in most instances are one or two sentences. We were all about keeping this very simple and leaving it open for further conversation.
Alderman and Downtown Task Force Chair Amelia Burgess says she encourages the public to review the document and give the City Council feedback as the Council decides which projects to advance. When the task force was taking public comment, Burgess says she was struck by the keen interest in revitalizing the downtown. As a matter of disclosure, GLT Program Director Mike McCurdy is the chair of the Connect Transit Board involved in that potential Catalyst Project. You can read the task force report at WGLT.org.